God of helping us.
I have more say.
The Bible said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, perfect will of God. The will of God to me is the purpose of God. I've been asked a lot of things about the will of God. What is the will of God? Well, there's some things he said in the Bible is the will of God. He said, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, he said to the Thessalonians. Sometimes it's hard to do that, but it is the will of God. He said the will of God was to abstain from fornication. He said that's the will of God. Don't use your body to sin with. Even your sanctification, which is the will of God. Sanctification is a positional sanctification. When you get saved, the word means set apart. He sets you apart and puts you in his body. He progressively sets you apart through his work in your life. And then one day you'll be completely sanctified when you get a new body. That's right. So what is the will of God? Somebody asked me, can a man know the will of God? I said, well, he knows it by God telling him. That's the only way I know and have peace and witness in me that I'm in the will of God. Sometimes God, his ways are past finding out. You got to look at the whole picture. You can't just look at one side. But in God's plan in life, God will let you be outside to find the inside. God let Jonah get on a boat to find out some things where he ought to be going. He knew where he ought to be going, but God let him get in the boat to get him to where he had to go. And that's the way God works. I think that way now. I used to not. I think, why is God pushing this? It's amazing how God will bring circumstances in your life and he'll bring them in your life to bring forth what he set up. God set these things up before the world began. We just find out in time by days, moments of God's will for us. Amen. Listen, nobody knows the will of God for your life but you. I don't know what, I can tell you what the Bible says, and I'll tell you this, there is a place in the will of God. That means that there's a place God has ordained and set up for you that you ought to be in. Now, I'm saying this, there's things that we do that we, my friend, don't think about. We don't include God in our thoughts. Amen. That's the book of James. He said, that man said, I'm going to go a year and buy and sell and get gain. Amen. He said, well, what is your life? It's a vapor that appeareth a little time and vanishes away. Amen. You don't have long here. Amen. But he said over there, amen, you ought to say, and the old timer said it, if the Lord wills, if this is God's will, I'll go and do that. But if God didn't will that, amen, listen, you'll suffer more than what you think you will. Just to take it up in your own hands and own flesh, trying to produce something God never set up, and it won't work. I remember when God called me to preach. Amen. I did not have an idea. I ain't got nothing I knew about anything but this doing what was, amen, before me. I went and bought, bought some time at the WRNA radio station. Radio, what would it cost me? And that man, Brother Ford down there said, he said it'd be $25. That's what he said. And I thought, well, that ain't too bad. That's $100 a month. We're talking about 1986 now. Amen. And listen, thank God. And I said, well, I'll take that. Amen. He said, what you want to name your broadcast? I said, well, Stand Up for Jesus is a good one. Amen. So that's what he named it. Amen. Put it down for me. And I thank God started preaching on the radio. And I thought, well, you know, people again. said to me, went around to people at work, amen, I thought that they would help me out. And I said, well, you give a dollar every week to this. Amen, that's all I knew. I just went in high school. Amen, they said, yeah, we'll help you. So about the first week, here I had 25 people, amen, give me a dollar apiece. Amen, kept it in a little place, and I thought at the end of the month, we'll go pay the radio bill. Ain't done that for 2 weeks. After that, they didn't come back with a dollar. Amen. Ain't got them. And I got to thinking, Lord, is this what I'm supposed to do? And he says, yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. He says, what he told me, he said, I want you to pray it in. I want you to learn to pray and get what, amen, it takes. Amen. That's why I got to pray it. I said, God, do you know I don't, amen, have the money? Amen. I ain't got this extra money. Amen. Everything in the checkbook in that day was on the, on the line, friend. I mean, thank God, when you, that thing come up, amen, there was a many a Monday, amen, that I had in my checkbook, -$20, -$25, amen, but listen, I knew God would bless me and help me if I'd done what he said. Now, he put me to the test. It wasn't that God didn't know what I'd do, because God knowed everything, but he was showing me exactly what he could do for me. If I be in his will and do it. Amen. And brother, listen, I'm just going to tell you this. I didn't realize and I didn't know that he was going to do it. Amen. But I had to do what I did. Amen. I saw a little sign. Amen. The other week. Amen. About St. Augustine had made a little quote. And he said, brethren, pray as if as you know that God's the only one can do it. And then work like, amen, if you don't do it, you ain't going to get it. Amen. And that's a good little thought. I know, listen, I can stand up here this morning and tell you, amen, thank God, he'll do it. But he's going to have somebody to do it on the other end. Amen. Now, it's him doing it. Amen. But it's going to have to be you to do it. Listen, thank God, friend, that's the way it works. That's right. God is a God that does it all. But I'm telling you, he'll have to have somebody, thank God, that's willing, amen, that he made willing, and I'll submit to him, and do what he says, amen. You don't get there, you won't get much. God's got to get you there. See, everything you go through in life, God's working in you to bring you to place. When I was praying this morning, I got down to pray, I said, Lord, I need help praying. I always start off and thank him for who he is and what he's done. But when I got down in there to the depth of it, I said, Lord, I want you to take me further with you. In that inward pull, that's something I feel in my soul. And God's saying, now you're going to have to free up to go with me. If you're going to go with me, you're going to have to get rid of everything that's entangled you. And free you up. You cannot trust nothing but me. That's the only way you're going to go. You can't listen. I was going to preach on this. I won't give a thought on it. David went down. I was talking to them boys and girls over there about how God didn't look on the outside. He saw the heart. God's only see the heart of man. That's why the people chose Saul. Because he is head and shoulders above everybody. He went by the outside. God says, I see further than what that man looks like. I see the inside. And God knows the heart. Listen, when David, thank God, went down there to fight Goliath, amen. Amen. He was a youth. But listen, thank God, listen, his brother said, what are you doing down here? He did not let them persuade him because of what they said to him to not do what God set up for him to do. I'm telling you, you're hearing me? You cannot live for God wondering and worrying about what people think. You'll never go no further with God if you wonder what these people's going to think about what God's told you to do. Amen. It might look as silly and foolish, amen, to anybody, amen. But when God gives you something, amen, and he says, I want you to do this, amen, thank God, what's the preacher going to think? Don't matter what he thinks. Amen. What's the people in the church going to think? What's my wife going to think? Amen. I knew when I got saved, God started working in me. Amen. What I heard preach, I tried to do it. Amen. My wife said, I didn't know what she was going to say next. Amen. What we need to do. Amen. I was sincere and honest in my heart, but I knew God And that was the whole thing. I went through so many things. Amen. Somebody said, "What are you?" I said, "Something I don't even know." Amen. I know I'm born twice. I know God's in me. But sometimes I said, "What do you believe?" Hey, God, I believe a little of this and a little of that. Here a little, there a little. Amen. And what He showed me. And listen, I probably wouldn't agree with nobody else. Hey, and they probably wouldn't agree with me. Amen. I don't know of anybody that would agree with anybody 100% on everything. But I will tell you this, it ain't just repeating what I want somebody to hear, and it ain't going to be repeating what you want me to tell. It's what God says, and if you're ever going to be in the will of God and do something for God, you're going to have to get beyond everything else and tell it like it is and believe it the way it is. Amen. And listen, I'm telling you, there's too many. Ain't God want to please man? You cannot be in where God wants you if you're doing it for men. David said, "Well, I fought a lion there." Boy, I read that this morning. I was trying to get up how they killed that lion there. I mean, this boy was watching the sheep. He said they had it in his mouth, the barren lion. Amen. They had the lamb in the mouth. Amen. Listen. And David said, "Thank God I slew him." Grab him by the beard. Amen. That's right. And that just means the chin or where the hair was. And apparently with his own hand, amen, he put it down. Amen. It didn't say he had a sword in his hand. Amen. It didn't say he had a hand. Thank God. It didn't say he had anything in his hand. It just said he slew him. That's what he told him. Amen. Listen, I'm telling you, there's things a man can do. Thank God if he'll be with God and go with God and get out of his mind every religious thing they've been told. Amen. And just believe him. It don't look like I can do it. Amen. That man's a giant. That's what Saul said. That man's a giant. He's a champion. He's been like it a long time. You're a youth. You don't have a chance against him. Amen. But listen. Thank God. It wasn't that David could do it. It was God that could do it. You'll never go no further you believe that. You'll sit there like this brother said, "What you naughty hearted boy doing here?" He said, "Is there not a cause? Blaspheming my God." Amen. Remember Saul tried to put his armor on him? He put his body armor on him. Amen. Put a helmet of brass. Amen. Get his sword. Amen. And David looked around and said, "I can't go with these. They're not proven. I don't know. I can't prove it." Amen. Listen. Thank God what he done. He took it off. He said, "I'll just go down to the brook and get them stone out there. I know that'll work." Amen. He was a slingshot man. That's right. With a sling. It wasn't one of these kind, it's one of these kind. He was good at it. Listen to what I'm about to tell you. It wouldn't matter how good he was. It mattered who had him in the will of God doing what he wanted to do. Brother, listen to what I'm about to tell you. It don't matter how much talent you got. It's what God does. Here's what talent is. Talent's a gift of God. Talent is that man that got five that made five. He took his talent that God gave him and exercised it. He done what God wanted him to do. Everybody saved. What he said this morning is right. The Holy Ghost lives in, and the fruit of the Spirit is in them. But there's extra things God does and gives them. Amen. He gives them gifts. He gives them abilities. That's what the word we use. Abilities. Abilities. God's the one that enables them. It's not ourselves. It's the enabling power of God in everything. Amen. You can't be me. Amen. Amen. It's easy for a preacher when he starts out to hear a preacher and pick up and want to be him, but he can't. You've got to come to the conclusion in your life that ain't nobody can be you but you. Only one can do it. He give that man five, give that man two, give that man one. The man with one didn't do nothing with it. God took that one from him and gave it to the man that had five and judged him. Here's what I'm saying. The will of God for you might not be. It might not be what you see in somebody else you think you ought to be doing. It might be. God could give us the same gift. There's preachers that have gifts. Remember Jonathan, he's preaching this morning. He's got the gift to preach. Brother's got the gift to teach. You might have that, but you might not. But listen to what I'm about to tell you. There's no gift, amen, as far as what I'm talking about here, that's any greater in the ministry, because it's all one. It's all one. God says, amen, there's ministers. Amen, he gave every man. But what are they? But the ministers that God gave every man. And that's the way it's set up. Amen. Listen, I ain't got a praying man's the best gift I think any church could ever have is have somebody to pray. When Brother Robert left here, and I thought, who's going to pray now? Amen. This man prayed. I mean, he prayed. Amen. I didn't know all the people he called. He called me about every day, and he wouldn't talk long. Amen. He'd say, what you doing, pal? And I'd say, well, I'm doing this or that. And he said, I just want to tell you that I love you. Amen. And he said, I appreciate you. Amen. That was his gift. He united the church body with that gift. Amen. And when I found out he was calling all kinds of people in the church. Amen. And telling them what he thought. Amen. Blessing and exhorting them. That was his gift. God used him. I'm being honest with you. Amen. Listen, I'm not comparing nobody. God don't do it. But I'm saying this. That man right there, amen, he was as strong in the faith of God as any man I knew. Amen. Buddy, he got a hold of God, son. He had prayed. He couldn't read or write, but he could read it. Amen. I'm not talking about the pages. I'm talking about the will of God and the hand of God. It don't take education to do it. It just takes the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's the whole thing in it. And when when a man's in the will of God, he'll have a witness and a peace. He's where God wants him, amen. That's right. He'll do it. Brother Danny, 2008. God put it on his heart to put messages on sermon audio. I don't know the reports now. There used to be 40 states, 25 foreign countries listening to this preaching. Do you know you don't know where the words are going? You don't know where the words are going that you give your children. But you give it to your children, they might give it to somebody else. Everything works like that. God has done what he wants. Listen, I'm telling you this. I'm sorry to say this, but God's taught me. I thought, you know, God, I got to do this and I got to do that. Amen. I got to make sure this is done and make sure that's done. And God said, son, listen, do you know I feed all the birds in the world? Amen. Do you know that I take care? I mean, I put the sun out. I put the moon out. Do you think you can do anything? Amen. He said, I do it all. Amen. You can rest in that. If it's going to be done, I'll do it. I can take care of that child when he goes out. I can take care of God of you when you're going out. Amen. In a hard time, I know what to do. It's not what you do. It's me. I'm in control now. And I ain't missing a beat. I do it all. Amen. Take a lot of worry off of you if you really believe that. Take all stress off of you. If you can believe the will of God is you to do what he asked you to do in the right place, it'll work. It'll work. Listen, I'm going to prove this. I'm through. God told Elijah, he said, go down to the brook Cherith. I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. He said, I've commanded the ravens. That meant that raven. He said, I want you to go there. And I want you to feed Elijah while he's there. Amen. Listen, that's just the way it is. I believe what old preacher said a long time ago. If Elijah hadn't been there, that food would have still been there. So what you missing, preacher? You're missing where you ought to be. You're missing where you ought to be. He told a widow woman, he said, I've commanded her. He calls that widow woman to sustain him in the same famine. He said, he went down there to that widow woman, and that widow woman's gathering sticks to prepare a cake and eat it and then die. But God used him to sustain her, and God used her to sustain him. That's right. If you go there, you'll be sustained. I can't figure that out. It ain't figuring out. It's still what he said. See, faith ain't figuring out. Faith is going and seeing. But if you don't go, you'll not see it. If you're not willing to do what he said, amen, listen, what will they think? I mean, what if I go down there and it's not fair? He said it with me. Amen, do what he said, he'll do the rest.
Amen.
Now, let me tell you this. I know people think I'm crazy, and I am a little crazy. I think outside the box. I'm not carrying a phylactery around with the law in it. I'm outside the box of that. I think outside. I don't think you'll ever go any further than God if all you got what somebody's just told you. But I'm going to tell you what. They were called fools for the name of Christ. They said that man's foolish. He said the foolish is a preacher to save them that foolish. That ain't foolish preaching, but the foolishness and absurdity of a man up here preaching the Word of God is the foolishness of the world. Because, amen, I go, why is that man acting like that? Why is that man shouting like that? Why is that woman praising God like that? It's foolishness to the world. There ought to be that going on where he's at. Thank God, I mean, it ought to be going on.
Yeah.
Thank God. Appreciate the testifying this morning. I appreciate Miss Heather testifying this morning. I appreciate every testimony. But that's the will of God. That's what I'm talking about. Do you know God blesses us through somebody doing what the will of God is? You know how, I'm going to give you a verse here, and I'm going to read it, you'll have to turn it. I'm going to give you this, and you think on this verse, and then we'll close. I'll have prayer, and we'll close. And it's in 1 John, and this is a verse that, when he's talking about the obedience, he said this, how do you know that I love you? How do I know you love me? It's the answer. 1 John 5 and 2. By this we know that we love the children of God. When we love God and keep His commandments. What is His commandments? Love your neighbor as yourself. Love God with all your heart, the first one. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you see me loving people, you know that I love you. If you see me love God, and love somebody else. And love people. You'd say the creep of love. That's what he's saying. That's how we know it. Because he put the love of God in the heart. It's impossible to be saved and not love the brother. You pass down a lot of the love of God. That's right. Love's the greatest thing there is. He said that this morning about Miss V. Newsom. I told Brother Chris last night, I talked to him a minute. I said, there's two people I can say affected my life for sure. Number one is Brother Milby. When I met him, he taught me. God used him to teach me. Number two in the women, and there's great women in this church, is that little old lady up there. She affected me to the place that I couldn't get away. I've never had anybody to love like that, and I felt like she done it to everybody. And you know what? Them people went outside the box to believe the truth. Brother Milby, listen to me. Brother Milby's a Baptist preacher, but Brother Milby ain't bound by everything they say. The only way you're going to know the fullness of the Holy Spirit of God and what He wants to do is you're going to have to follow Him, and you ain't going to have to follow man or what tradition says. Number two, the way you had the love of God is, me the other day, a simple thought. If you give all, you don't have nothing left. Think about that. If I give all, then I have nothing left. That means that he said this morning, all things of God, there's nothing left. Everything of Him is all things of God. In your life, in the position you're in, God lets you go through that. You say, I sure wish my boy would get saved. God's working that out. You say it looks worse. He's working it out. The woman had to get worse to get better. It says she rather grew worse. The woman's going to have to get worse to get better. A lot of times you look at this and say, I'm praying for these and I'm trusting God for these, but it's got to get worse to get better. There's a path He takes people down. Thank God, like a prodigal, to get him worse that it could get him home. That's the will of God too. It was as much the will of God for that boy to leave as it was for him to come home. And that's hard to take. Most people won't take it. But our preaching to force him home won't get him there, Brother Todd. That getting down there and say, I perish with hunger. I finally got here and I had all these things and I lost it all. Spent it all. Now it's time to go home. Amen. God's got a will for your life, purpose in your life. And He's going to get you there if you're His. I guarantee you that's right. It ain't hard for God to get somebody where He needs them and where He wants them. God can do it. You better believe and trust Him. Quit doubting Him. And get a hold of Him and just say, Lord, I'm going to follow You and I'm going to, by the help of God, and I'm going to believe You. Because I ain't wanting to go in that city and by myself. You ain't leading me. I'm going to stay right where You want me, no matter what. Amen. That's right. Let's stand. Thank you for hearing me this morning. Brother Todd, how about you pray? God bless you. Oh, God, yes. Yes, God. Thank You. Oh, Lord. Yes, God. Thank You, Lord. Yes, God. Bless Your name. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes. Amen. God bless you.